In Eugene, Oregon, kindness has a face, a path, and a suite with a button. Thanks to Teresa Ripley, kindness is on the move. On any given day, a passerby might encounter an unexpected but welcome moment of human connection as they meet an older woman on one of her daily walks. She, smiling warmly, offers a piece of candy and a round button that reads, "Keep calm and be kind." The exchange is brief, gentle, and sincere, but for most, it lingers long after this walk continues. This woman, a widow and a retired professor from the University of Oregon, has purpose. Her post-retirement life has become a living testament to the quiet power of kindness, practiced consistently, person to person, block by block. Now in her 80s, Teresa has transformed what could have been a quiet retirement into a deeply intentional act of engagement. Her daily walks through Eugene neighborhoods are not for exercise or routine. They are a personal mission. With pockets filled with custom-made buttons and of candy favors, she reaches out to neighbors and strangers alike. In a world that feels hurried, fragmented, and distant, these gestures are building something extraordinary. An informal grassroots movement rooted in civility, warmth, and human dignity. Retired after a long and distinguished career as a professor in the College of Education at the University of Oregon, where she was known for her intellect, curiosity, and dedication to learning, she spent decades contributing to academic life, shaping future educators. For Teresa, retirement did not signal an ending. Instead, it opened space for a new form of teaching that takes place on sidewalks, street corners, and neighborhood paths. Her audience is no longer defined by enrollment or syllabi, but by simple daily contact with whoever crosses her path. Teresa celebrated a milestone birthday in 24, marked by continuing her tradition of community engagement. At an age when many people retreat inward, she chooses to move outward. Her long walks through Eugene are acts of visibility. She shows up, she participates, she makes herself available. Her Keep Calm and Be Kind initiative is simple and deeply personal. As Teresa began taking daily walks, she noticed how rarely people truly acknowledged one another. A nod, a smile, a few words exchanged, these moments were increasingly rare. Drawing on her belief in the importance of connection, she decided to do something about it. She commissioned small buttons bearing a message that felt both timeless and urgently relevant. Keep calm and be kind. This message invites reflection without lecture or moralizing. Keep calm suggests steadiness and patience. Be kind points toward compassion and empathy. The words form a quiet counterweight to the anxieties and divisions of today. When she hands someone a button, she offers a reminder, a tangible nudge toward decency. Often the button is accompanied with a piece of candy, a simple, tasty favor that adds sweet delight to the interaction. The candy serves as an icebreaker, a smile inducer, a childlike symbol of generosity. This combination of button and sweet transforms a passing encounter into moments of shared humanity. People stop, smile, ask questions. They thank her. Some tell her stories. Others simply walk away lighter than before. Over time, these moments have added up. On December 26, 2025, Teresa marked a milestone shared with her Substack readers, as she has handed out her 500th Keep Calm and Be Kind button and the first of the next 100. The significance here is that it represents 500 conversations, 500 acknowledgments, 500 opportunities to remind that kindness still matters and still exists. In her Substack posts, she reflects on these encounters, the reactions, and the subtle ways kindness ripples outward. Her observant and thoughtful writing capture the texture of life in Eugene. Through her words, readers glimpse a humanity that often goes unnoticed. Shy passerbys smile, a child's surprise at receiving candy, and the gratitude of someone admitting a difficult day. These reflections are a continuation of a lifelong commitment to storytelling and scholarship. Teresa is an accomplished author and genealogist who has published books that trace Irish, Scottish, and German roots, Growing Up on Route 66, a memoir that situates her own life within a broader American landscape, and a book entitled Scottish Roots, Finding the Monroes, a genealogical exploration. In many ways, her kindness ritual is an extension of her genealogical work. Just as she has spent years uncovering connections across generations, she now creates connections across neighborhoods. She's grounded in the belief that our lives are intertwined, history is personal, and that meaning emerges through relationships, whether with ancestors or neighbors. Local organizations, Eugene history groups, and community-focused social media pages have taken note. Her efforts are frequently mentioned as examples of grassroots civic spirit, reminding others that community is not solely built through institutions or events, but through everyday interactions repeated. While not seeking recognition, it follows naturally because her work resonates. In a culture hungry for authenticity, her consistency stands out. What makes her post-retirement life especially compelling is its accessibility. Her model of engagement does not require wealth, authority, or special platforms. It simply requires attention, intention, and a willingness to reach out. We can replicate her approach if, like her, we, day after day, in all seasons, connect. There is also courage in this practice. Happily, her demeanor, gentle, respectful, and unassuming, disarms hesitation as she meets strangers. Her age, too, plays a role. People see not a threat, but a grandmotherly presence. In accepting her gift, they often find themselves accepting something else as well. A reminder that kindness does not have to be grand to be meaningful. In retirement, Dr. Ripley has redefined productivity. She has shifted from publishing papers to planting seeds, invisible ones that may take root. Somewhere in Eugene, a button sits pinned to a jacket or a bag. Somewhere else, a piece of candy sparked a smile that changed the tone of the day. Somewhere else still, a stranger remembered the words, "Keep calm and be kind," at a moment when they mattered. Teresa's story is about presence, not accolades, about choosing every day to meet the world with openness. Through her walks, her writing, and her unwavering commitment to simple decency, she continues to teach quiet and enduring lessons long after leaving the classroom.